Strange Adventure.
Kurt Henderson rode down the main street of the little cow town and dismounted in front of the jail. Without ceremony, he opened the door and entered. Seated inside was an old man softly snoring. Kurt grasped him by the shoulder and he awoke.
What can I do for you, son?
I'm Kurt Henderson, the new town marshal, just rode up from Tucson.
At this announcement, the old man straightened up and gave the new marshal a look that swept him from head to toe. He took in the heavy .44 slung low on the right thigh and the long, well-shaped hands.
A gunman, are you?
Yeah, sometimes when I have to be.
Well, we need one, son. We've got some of the most lawless boys in the West in this town.
Kurt Henderson smiled and set about making himself at home in his new quarters. Later that evening, the newly sworn-in marshal was relaxing in the chair behind his desk when the door was suddenly flung open and a wild-eyed, hatless man rushed in.
Say, Jack Blake just rode into town.
At this news, the old man turned expectantly to the new marshal.
Well, here's a real job for you. First crack out of the box, son. Jack Blake is about the meanest outlaw in this part of the West.
Kurt Henderson sat rigid in his chair, his face white. He spoke to the man who had brought the message.
Tell him to get out of town and I won't bother him.
Both the others stared at him in amazement. The new marshal wasn't going to fight.
You can't do that, son. You've got to bring him in.
Tell him what I said. Get out of here and tell him.
Kurt covered his face with his hands as the man went out the door. The old man placed a fatherly hand on the marshal's shoulder.
I'm sorry for you, son. You'll be branded a coward all over the West.
In a little while, the messenger was back.
Jack Blake says to tell you that he's not leaving town, but you are. He gives you an hour, and then he's coming after you.
Kurt sat in his chair unmoved. The old man thought the next hour the longest of his life. As the end of the time came near, he watched Kurt get up and check his gun. He smiled.
You made the right decision, son. Good luck.
As Kurt went out the door, he ran to the window to watch. The street was clear. A pale moon lit the scene, and two men coming from opposite directions were clearly visible. Kurt Henderson halted.
This is your last chance, Jack. Get out of town.
The other man made no answer, but came steadily on. The distance between the two men was shorter now by half. Still, Kurt Henderson made no move. Another step forward, and Blake fired. The bullet found its mark and drove Henderson into the dust. He turned over and reached for his gun. He brought it slowly up into line with the target, and then his shot crashed out. Blake staggered back a step, a look of surprise on his face, and slowly toppled over, his life ebbing from him. Later in the jail office, when the admiring townspeople had gone, the old man came over to Kurt.
That was a brave thing you did, son, giving him the first chance like that. But tell me, why did you do it?
Kurt Henderson, town marshal, raised anguished eyes.
I had to do it. Jack Blake was my brother.
This is Pat McGeehan saying goodbye for my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventures.